Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi there. Welcome to Enter the Light. Happy Friday, everyone. We're so glad to welcome back our special guest and friend, Ryan Adragna. We're here tonight with Ryan. We have Jan Drigbaki, Sue Fields Dalamonte, and Lynn Bleasdale. And Ryan, I'm just going to actually turn this over to Ryan. If you'd like to just say hi to the listeners and tell us a little bit about how you work. And the most interesting part I find is how you died to get into your work. So, yeah, let us talk to us, Ryan.
Well, hi, everyone. My name is Ryan Adragna, and I'm a healer. And I discovered that just a couple of years ago, but how I died... I was hit by a car back in 1987, and I crossed over and came back. I guess heaven wasn't ready for me. Maybe I was too much of a, you know, upstart. I don't know, but, you know, it took me a while to figure this out. So, you know, what I do is... I channel the spirit world. I channel there are 12 dimensions I know of, all the way up to prime source. And I channel the 7th to the 12th dimensions, very, very high frequency beings. And they come through me. They come into my 7th chakra, and they flow out through my hands. And, yeah, it's telepathic, if you will. That's kind of boring. I'm not a good storyteller, but that's kind of how it works.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand that until maybe a couple of years ago, when I had a lucid dream. And that lucid dream happened back in 1987 after I hit by a car. And I remember just meeting these three old guys in beards and cloaks and whatnot. And they were scorning me. It was a very, very real dream. I mean, I could feel myself sitting at the table talking to them, being scorned by them, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And next thing I know, I woke up. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I was just somewhere. I don't know, understand what this is all about. So anyways, that dream bugged me for many, 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 many years. And finally, I contacted a metaphysical facilitator. Her name is Shannon Johnson, very, very good. And I asked her, I said, what was up with that dream? And she goes, Ryan, she goes, this is what happened. She goes, you had a past life remembrance, and it was a dream. And it was a clip of you from 2,000 years ago, and those three guys that were yelling at you were the disciples of Christ. They were Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Wow.
Yeah, I was blown away. I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, what's up with this? She goes, my daughter, she goes, get this. Because we're in the same soul group, she goes, my daughter was your mother 2,000 years ago. She trained you to be a healer because she was trained by Jesus. You, Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, no kidding. She goes,
I love it.
You. Well, it gets a little better. She goes, you started training women. And the disciples got wind of that, and they didn't like that. Not one bit. She goes, back then, understand, 2,000 years ago at the time of Christ, it was a male-dominated society. Women weren't allowed to do much. So when they got wind that you started teaching women healing and whatnot, they said, hey, slow down, cowboy. What you're doing is not what you're supposed to be doing. And so I stopped. And that was that dream was all about, and that clarity came to me about 10 months ago, and Yeah. So what I was told was, in this particular lifetime, it took me 40-some years to figure this out because I was born and raised Catholic, all this kind of stuff, and it wasn't a good environment for me to be a healer, if you will. So what I had to do was I had to go through 2 near-death experiences, and I had to go through, you know, 40 years of this life, and I had to have that dream, and then I realized, hey, you know, this time I'm not letting anything stop me. But it blew my mind. I didn't know. And you know, when you read the Bible, what have you, there's no what would I call it? You can't smell behavior. You can't smell personality. All you can do is read the words in the Bible.
And you're missing the tactile. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the disciples said this, that, and the other thing, but you can't read between the lines on how they were thinking, how they were feeling at the time. So that's kind of where I am today, is that I learned 2,000 years ago through my mom, who is actually the daughter of Shannon Johnson. It's good stuff. I mean, I enjoy what I do. I love helping people, and I love helping humanity. And I hope I didn't leave any stone unturned here. And with that, I'll be quiet for a few minutes.
That was beautiful,
you know,
Ryan. Totally beautiful. Love you.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So, Lynn, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no. Okay, Ryan.
I'm sorry.
Lynn dropped. Darn. Lynn dropped. Okay. Sue, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully Lynn will just call right back in, and she'll just get right back in. That happens. But anyway, I guess, thank you, Ryan. That was just amazing. I loved hearing about that. And I can attest for Ryan because he's worked on me a few times, and he's just wonderful. And it didn't scare me. It didn't freak me out. It wasn't too strong. He knew exactly how much I was supposed to receive, because sometimes some of the healings I've received, I can feel and they're a little too strong because I'm really sensitive to them. And this, what he does is genuine. It really is. And it's safe, I feel. And so anyway, I recommend him highly. And so, Sue, do you have I'd like to introduce you. Sue, anything you want to say? And I think with that, shall I just go ahead and read my poem then?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sounds good.
The poem is called Peace Everlasting Smiles. And it goes, while peace rests inside of us, we search for it everywhere. As peace is reckoned with us daily, we look for it high and low and over here and over there. Peace looks like many things, and we try on different kinds of it in many ways and with many trials. After all of those days, peace was always a part of us as we are reminded of its warmth and glow and its everlasting smiles. So that's what that was.
Very nice.
That poem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love that. Love that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Well, we're just going to keep going, and we'll just hopefully Lynn will come in and get back on air. But in the meantime, I think we should just go ahead and get Cindy on. I know that Cindy's been waiting for the last 2 weeks, and I'm just going to pull her on. She is, let's see, where was she? I have to find that area code again. She's 708, so I'm just going to pull Cindy on right now. Where are you, Cindy? Where is it? Here we go. Hey, Cindy, are you there?
I'm here.
All right.
Hi.
Finally, right? Hi.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
Finally.
Hi, how are
After
you?
After 2 weeks of waiting. Fine. I'm so glad that we finally can get you on. If you waited for 3 hours, right? 2 weeks?
Yeah. Something like that. It was a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, just please go ahead and tell us where you're from and state your question, and we'll get to it.
Okay. I'm from Chicago, Illinois, actually a suburb. Tinley Park, Illinois, it's a suburb of Chicago. And my twin flame came back as a walk-in, and he actually lives right upstairs from me. And I'm wondering what you see he is feeling at this time. I just saw him a little while ago, and he let me know he's not seeing anybody. So I'm just wondering what comes up for you with it. What he's feeling.
Right. Well, I'm just getting a lot of green color for you and a sunflower, and I'm not going to be reading a whole lot tonight because I want to make sure that Ryan and Sue and Lynn so get enough in. So I'm just going to just tell you the color I saw was green, and I see a sunflower for you, and I'm going to just pass it right on over to Ryan or Lynn or Sue. Excuse me.
Yeah, hi, Sydney. This is Ryan. How you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. He's very timid in the heart. He's how should I say it? His heart is in the right place, but he's very. Kind of like the Cowardly Lion, the Wizard of Oz. He's got this big old heart, but he's very timid. He's a little afraid something happened in the past that kind of shook him to the core between you two, and so he's kind of walking on eggshells a little bit. Not a bad thing.
Oh, really?
But,
it was between us that's causing the blockage?
A long time ago, that's what I'm feeling.
Okay.
That's the energy I'm picking up anyways. Give him a little bit of time. He'll come around, but he's a little timid. I don't know. Obviously, I don't know anything about the background, but that's kind of I got shivers down my spine talking about this actually. But he's just very, very careful. But I think the love is there.
But the love is there. Okay. So you do feel he does love me. He's just worried right now. He's got a wall up. I can see that.
Well, yeah. He does have a wall up, but that's because there was something that happened. Maybe some conflict, but, I'm only at this point right now, because I'm a healer. I'm not I'm a developing medium, if you will, but that's the energies that I'm picking up from him right now, is that when he looks at you, he loves you, but he's very timid and he's being very, very careful. So, yeah,
okay.
I'll leave it at that.
Okay, yeah, he's afraid of being hurt. I know that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Sue, do you...
Hi, Cindy. This is Sue. What I'm getting goes right along with what Ryan was picking up. Everything is happening exactly how it's supposed to be happening. It's going to take time. The feelings are there. Be very, very patient. And express your love, but not where you're bombarding him with it.
Right, and I have done that. I told him that we were twin flames, and he said he looked it up on the internet, and I think he's still a little iffy about that. He's not sure about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did tell him that I've loved him for many lifetimes. I love him now. He did not say anything about, because I wrote like a little note to him. And then I just left it alone. I didn't even bring it up again.
Yeah, if I wouldn't bring it up again, but show him in different ways. Don't say it as much. And
okay.
I think he has a little bit of an issue with the twin flame thing. He doesn't really understand it.
Right.
So that kind of puts him off a little bit.
Okay. No, he is a walk-in. He actually was a famous actor, and he passed away in this life in 2008, and he came back into this body of the man that lives upstairs from me.
Okay. Yeah, I would just take it real, real slow, and he'll be coming around soon. But you're just
going
to really have to just bite your tongue, but show him in other little ways.
Okay.
It will all come out for you.
So we will be together eventually.
Yes, eventually. It's not going to be right away, but eventually, yes.
Okay. Is he seeing other people? Because he told me today he's not seeing anyone.
I don't think he is seeing anyone. I think he's too afraid right now to be involved.
Okay.
So
now, do you think that's from the life that he just left? Because I know he was very hurt by what happened in his last relationship. Or do you think it's from the original soul that left?
I think it's a combination of all of it. It's just there's been so much hurt by other people that he's got his guard up.
Yes, I know that.
Oh, it's going to take time for him to lower that armor to open back up. And it'll be very gradual. You'll see little cracks here and there where it's coming out before it comes out completely.
Yeah, he says things that reminds me of him before he passed away as the actor. And then I'll ask him about it, and it's like he forgot he even said it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's because it's a part of him, but it's not who he always has been.
Right, it's not the full soul.
Right.
Now, do you see that there are strong feelings of love for me?
I see he loves you, but I don't think he's in love yet.
Okay.
But there are he has very strong love feelings for you, and they will develop to being in love with you.
Okay. Well, it was just funny today because I saw him outside, and he said, "You think I'm seeing this other girl?" And he's like, "I'm not. She has a boyfriend." I said, "No, you're seeing this other person." He's like, "No, I'm not seeing anybody." So it's almost like he was opening himself out for me to say, "Well, what about us?" But I didn't say anything because I don't want to push him.
Yeah, don't push. Just little things, you know. If he says, "I'm not seeing anybody," oh, well, how about want to go out for a cup of coffee? You know, you want to do this? Or just little things that he knows you're interested, but you're not being too forceful and too forward, that he's going to back off even more. Because if you get very forceful, he's going to shut down.
Okay. Does he know that he's a walk-in?
No.
He doesn't? Okay.
I don't think so.
No,
he doesn't know who he was in this life.
Yeah, I think that's why he doesn't remember when the bits of the walk-in will show through.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't know that that's part of him. He doesn't understand that. He knows his life, who it was before the walk-in.
Oh, he does remember that life?
This life, before the walk-in, yeah.
Oh, so the original soul, he remembers that life.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't mean to interject here, but this is Ryan. I would treat this as a fresh start with them.
Right. That's what I'm doing. And I did ask him, that I have a wedding to go to tomorrow. Would you like to go? I know it's last minute. And he's like, oh, I've got to work tomorrow. But he didn't come right out and say, well, I wouldn't have gone if, you know, we would have planned it. But I was afraid to ask him before. So, and then he just asked me who's getting married. And I said, my niece. So he didn't, like, say I wouldn't have said yes. It's just that it's the last minute. But I just brought it up just to see what he would say.
Yeah, I completely agree with Sue, because whenever a soul does a walk, or whatever you want to call it, or incarnates, so they always have amnesia to a little bit of an extent. So I will just take it slow and low,
okay.
and over time, I think the cobwebs will clear out, and he will gently fall in love with you if that's what you guys are meant to be. But I agree with Sue. I wouldn't, throwing around the word twin flame is kind of, that's not a hard word to use. Excuse me. That's not a twin flame is. It's just not a word that people typically use. So I would kind of back off on that a little bit, but just know that, hey, I don't think he's going to go anywhere, but just take it easy, slow and low, and see what things. Everyone has free will. Everyone
right.
has free will. And that goes for spirits of all dimensions, from the third up to the 12th dimension. So just, do what Sue said, and, just take it easy, slow and low, and, just like that old analogy, if you have a horse farm, you let the gates open, the horse runs away. If it comes back, it's meant to be. So
is he confused by his feelings for me? Because he does seem like that sometimes.
His energy is mixed right now. He's, like you said, he's a little bit of a walk-in, so I would just let him settle down, just drop hints here and there a little bit, just follow your intuition, and just, just let things be what they are, and take it from there. I mean, I think you're on the right path, like Sue said, so with that, I'll shut up.
What do you mean there's a little bit of a walk-in? I don't know what you
What's
mean
that?
By that.
I'm sorry?
You said there was a little bit of a walk-in. I'm not sure what you meant by that.
A little bit of a walk-in. I have to Google that myself. When I said a little bit of a walk-in, I mean, he still has amnesia of where he's been from his past life. He remembers
right.
a little bit, but it's not like he's going to wake up tomorrow and say, oh, my God, I remember you. I love you with all my heart.
Yeah, so he's not spiritually awakened yet to all of it.
He's not from the energy that I'm feeling, but it'll just nudge him a little bit here and there from time to time, and he'll begin to wake up. But I wouldn't bombard him. Just take it easy, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I still feel his energy all over me, really strong. So I know spiritually he's still with me too.
Yeah.
And before he walked in, he knew all about what twin flames were. In fact, he even told me we share the same soul.
Okay.
And on that note,
just,
Cindy, I think we're gonna have to let you go now, because we have a bunch of callers, and we usually only take one question. So I think you got a pretty good reading from both of them here, really.
Yes,
excellent.
Very, very good. Thank you both very, very much. I appreciate it. It's
pretty much everything
I knew. I just wanted to verify it. That's all.
Right on.
It's hard because it was right upstairs.
I know, but you're going to deal with it, like they say, and they give great advice. And I hope that you call back in. You're always welcome to, so please do.
Thank you.
Call in. Yeah, just call in early like you did, and so that you don't have to wait ever again.
Okay.
And,
thank you so much, Jen.
So,
I really appreciate all of you.
Oh, for sure.
Have a wonderful night.
Yeah,
you too.
Thank you.
All right, so Lynn is back in.
Hey.
And, hey. Yay. So I'm just going to go to 201, and then after 201 is 813. Just wanted to tell you, you're on deck 813, and are we ready for 201, everybody? Here we go.
Yes, ma'am.
Here we go.
Hi.
Hi, 201.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi. This is Rose.
Who?
Hi, Rose.
Hi.
Rose? How are you, Rose, and where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
New Jersey, you have an accent.
I don't know. I think I should. I've been from Jersey my whole life. My question is about my love life. What do you see from me regarding my love life?
Well, I'll just say real quickly here, I'm seeing an opening in I'm seeing like a bunch of trees, and I'm seeing like a round opening here, and it looks like it's going to open. It's looks like you're in a cocoon almost, and it's going to be opening up. It's opening up, and I see a very dark blue color for you, which is very nice. Blue is such a beautiful, you know, calming color, so keep that in mind. And I do see a parrot. I wasn't going to read tonight, but I'm just giving you a few things. I do see a parrot for you, and so with that, I'm going to let you go on to Ryan or Sue.
Yeah, hi, Rose.
Hi,
Ryan. Can I have the this is Ryan. Can I have the first initial of your last name, please?
S.
Rosa, okay. Your heart chakra, that's neutral right now. That's not a bad thing, but in terms of a love life, what I'm feeling energy wise is that but what I mean by neutral is that you're not stepping forward and not stepping back as far as putting your heart out to anybody in particular. You're kind of waiting a little bit for the right person. So, you know, it's kind of like fishing. You know, if you really want to catch that fish, you put the worm on the hook, you throw it out there in the water, and you catch the fish. Right now, you're kind of fiddling around in your heart. That's not a bad thing. That's just what I'm picking up energy-wise is very neutral. You're not desperate. You're not lonely. You're just kind of neutral. Does that resonate with you? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So basically what the energy is telling me, what I'm picking up from you is when the time is right, You will put your heart out there, and then someone will pick it up, and it'll be like that old 1980s movie Romancing the Stone. You know, you will know it when you see it. But right now you're just like, I'm okay right now as I am. Just take it easy, and I think you'll be okay. I'm not feeling that you're in the position right now where you're saying, I have to be married with 5 kids or something like that. You're just kind of taking it easy and slow, and you're waiting for the right person to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
So, thank you.
And Sue?
Hi, Rose. This is Sue.
Hi, Sue.
I'm feeling that you are holding on to some issues from past relationships still, and it's kind of taking your power away from you. And you're not, when you do encounter someone that you might be interested in having a relationship with, you're not opening up enough. You still have these old issues. You have to take back your power and get rid of those old issues. And heal your heart and concentrate on you for right now and just have some fun. And when you get back into thinking about you and taking complete control of your destiny is when you're going to meet the person you're supposed to meet and everything is going to move forward real quick. But first you have to concentrate on you.
Okay.
So whatever it is from the past relationships that you're holding on to, get rid of it.
Okay.
Okay, so that old baggage is still weighing you down. And even though you might not feel like it's in the forefront, it kind of comes across that you're still holding on to it when you encounter other people.
All right.
So really, really work on that. And it's going to, once you open that up, like I said, you're going to meet the person that you're meant to meet, and it's going to move like hard and fast. It's going to be like a lightning bolt.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome, hon. I hope it helps.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So, Rose, those are beautiful readings. And Lynn has also a reading here in the message room that I'm going to read for you because her mic isn't working. But thanks to Ryan and Sue for those beautiful readings. And Lynn is saying, in a minute, she's just typing it out. Sometimes with our computers, things just go kapooey, and her mic is doing that. And where is it? Okay, so she's saying when Jen was describing a cocoon, she was drawing a bubble around her energy field. So that was kind of neat. And she has a little more here. And it says she has a protective bubble around her, which is really nice. And she keeps typing. It's very well earned, honestly, come by. But be a little braver, is she saying to you. So, you know what I mean? And let the love in. So I that makes a lot of sense because that's what I was kind of seeing too, the same thing. And don't worry if you have to kiss a few frogs. And she said frogs are fun.
I'm just so picky. I don't just want anybody. Like Ryan said, I'm waiting for the right one.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, thank you all very much. I don't want to take up all your
You're
time.
Welcome.
You have other callers.
Call back and let us know how it goes, Rose, please.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, please.
Welcome, hon.
Bye.
All right. So I'm just going to go right over to 813. And ready, everyone?
Ready.
Yes.
All right. Hi. 813, are you there?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Happy? Oh,
Jackie.
Okay, Jackie. I pressed 302.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I was trying to press 813 because that's the next one in order, but that's fine. We'll just go right with you, Jackie, and then we'll get to 813 next.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I am wondering about my next job. I went back to school. I'm middle-aged. I went back to school, got a master's degree, and I'm having trouble finding a job.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, the very first thing that I'm seeing is a big, huge heart, and it's coming in as blue and pink. So that's a really, really pretty beautiful colors, and I also see a horse, so I'm going to just go ahead and pass it on over to Ryan.
Hi, Jackie, this is Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
I'm a healer, but I don't really have, I'm not picking up anything energy-wise from you right now. That's not a bad thing. But they're just telling me wait, see. I got three words: wait, see, and patience. So if I could expound upon that, I would say that just the universe is going to serve you in alignment wise for your highest good. So, in other words, your next opportunity is going to be something that you really, really enjoy. But wait in patience is what probably the lessons or experiences that you should, that you need to go through to get to that. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but that's the energies I'm picking up right now.
Okay.
So
thank you. It does resonate. I'm not very patient.
I don't think any of us are these days. Everything is very, very fast, and it's a fast world that we live in. And case in point, I lost my job last February, and that's neither here nor there. But in any case, the patience game, the wait and see, is what I'm going through too. So I you and I are kind of in the same club here. We're playing poker, you know. You just have to make sure that your next opportunity is something that makes you smile and makes you happy. And just don't take anything that comes along. You have to be happy. So with that, I hope that helps. And with that, I'll pass.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, Jeff. That was lovely, Ryan. Yeah,
sorry.
Jan.
Hi, Jackie. This is Sue. Are you kind of wavering back and forth between two different job career decisions that you're trying to make?
Not really. I specifically went back to school to become a mental health counselor, and I'm having trouble finding a job because I'm not licensed, it's going to take 2 to 4 years to get licensed. Nobody wants to hire somebody that's not licensed, but you can't get licensed unless you work under somebody.
Okay. So I'm picking up like two different areas. Maybe it's like children or adults. I don't know, but it's two different areas.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would work with anybody, but
you have to follow the one that you're more passionate about. Either there's going to be two opportunities that open up, or it's going to be two different things that you're thinking about, and you're going to have to make a list on all the pros and cons on both, and follow the one that you're more passionate about. It's really going to jump out, and it's going to be there for you. So, like they said, be patient. It's going to be coming around for you. But I feel like you're going to have a decision to make between one or more, and you're really going to have to weigh the pros and cons and then go with the one that you're really, really passionate about.
Okay. Is there a timeline? Do you see a timeline?
I'm just getting, like, Ryan did patience.
Okay.
I'm not picking up a time. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That's great, Sue. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I have more from Lynn here, Jackie. And what she says here is, let's see. I do feel a temporary position coming through for you, Jackie. Don't be disappointed that it's not the dream job yet, though. You will get through it, and you will find that this job puts you in a position to hear about the next one. I'm also getting private practice. Look in places you wouldn't normally expect to apply to, or somewhere that don't normally advertise. Go to them. Don't wait for them to find you. And also getting the number 13. And I think a little over a year for the temp job. And then she said I missed a bit on the top. For Jackie, her work situation, pull back from expectation. Projecting too far into the outcome can mess you up. So that's what Kim said. Did you get all that? Do I need to read the other part over? Or anything?
No.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, one more thing, Jackie. Do you ever get a tone or pitch or ringing in your ears for like about 30 seconds from time to time during the day or during the week?
Sometimes.
Okay. It's like the old hearing test back from 20 mm-hmm. years ago. It's a pitch. It's a tone. When you get that, it only lasts, for me, I can only speak for myself, but it only lasts for about 30 seconds. It's usually in one ear or the other, but
mm-hmm.
it's there. When you get that, note the time of day it happens, like if it's 1 or 2 p.m. or if it's 11:30, whatever. Note that time and then go look up your angel card number, because that is your angels and guides chirping away in your ear, giving you a message. So, whatever it is, I can't impersonate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm not very good at doing it, but it's a very high-pitched tone in your ears. And when you get that, just
mm-hmm.
that's your angel card number, and they're giving you a message. So that should help guide you some more.
Oh, cool. Great. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you. And please let us know how you do, too. We'd love to hear from you back.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We're going to go right on into 813, and here we go. Hi, 813.
Hi, Jen.
Kathy?
Hi, Jan. Hi,
hi,
Sue. Hi, Lynn. Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Yeah, I just wanted to call
Kathy,
in because something.
Where you're from? Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm from New York, but I live in Florida.
Okay. And
but something,
what would you?
Something really strange happened to me yesterday. And I just wanted to call in and get some feedback on it. I was in the hospital with my husband, and he was supposed to have back-to-back surgeries. And as we were sitting there waiting for things to get done, all of a sudden this black mist just like slammed into my body and almost knocked me through the chair I was sitting in and told me that if he goes through with this surgery, he wasn't going to make it. And it was like no face or anything like that, but I heard the voice, and it was just like a black mist like you see on these ghost shows on TV. And I was just wondering what precipitated that, if you can tell me.
I had talked to Kathy before about this, and in the room, in the message room, she told me about it, and I had a little bit on this, and I'll just give a little bit and let Ryan and Sue do the rest. I did a meditation on it for Kathy, and I did see the black energy, the mist energy, but what I saw was a man, and he had like a big cape on, a dark cape, and the cape extended out to like way far, like, you know, like a mile. It was a really long, dark cape that extended out. And he had a hat on, a black hat, and it was mm-hmm. That was his energy, and it went to you. And he was actually, he looked like a wizard type of being in the underworld, though. He's, you know, he's not in the light world, he's in the underworld. But he was giving you a good message. He was giving you a warning, and that's what I was getting. And I felt like it was a correct message, and about your husband, and so about your husband not getting the next surgery, which you did follow through on that. And I also
correct.
Heard
yeah, we
that
didn't do it.
Right, exactly, and I did hear that your husband will be receiving good treatment later, and that
mm-hmm.
that his life is being sustained right now from this last procedure, the one that he just had, which I think was
right.
the new pacemaker.
Right, right. And they put the wrong one in 3 years ago.
Right, and I what I heard is that this is going to be a renewal for him, But I also hear that he does have conditions that go on and on. It's a kind of a continuous thing for him, which is, I'm sorry to say, you know, that he's had that in his past. He just has, he has a lot of, you know, health issues, but he, this will be a renewal, is what I heard. And so it's kind of positive. It's kind of nice. And so that's basically what I heard, what I saw. And then I saw the dove for you also. I saw the dove. So, and
yeah, that's definitely positive.
Yes. Yeah, and one more thing, I guess, I don't know if this is, has anything to do with anything, but I've never seen this before, but when I was looking in the doing the meditation and I was seeing this being, I saw like hundreds of these people. They were all lined up, and it was, and far away there was a big light, and I felt like all these people are waiting to go into the light, and I felt like this is part of the kingdom that this fellow, this dark, the guy in the dark robe lives in, and they're all kind of there, and they're all waiting to go to the light, but they're kind of zombied. They're not getting it. You know, they haven't made it to the, they need to get over to the light is what it is, and they want to go, but they can't get there somehow. They're sort of in limbo right now, but I feel like they will go eventually, and that was the first time I've ever seen anything like that. It was kind of like, wow, that's interesting, and but he, you know, he does stuff, and I talked to Ryan about it, and I learned something. He said that even though he may be in an underworld, and Ryan will explain it better than I can, but that he can still, you know, he gave you something that was scary, but it was still a truthful or a positive thing. So anyway, I'm just going to go on and let Ryan explain more. He knows more about it than
I do. Thank you, Jen.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hi, Kathy. This is Ryan. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. What she said is correct. I mean, it's a complicated situation, but I have one question for you, or maybe a couple questions. I'm just reading online here. It said it really freaked you out. So when you saw this thing, your emotions were fear and scared and stuff like that. Correct?
Yeah.
In other words, it wasn't pleasant. So
no, it was very scary.
So this is a complex situation. For the first thing. And I don't know if you saw the post, I did respond to it, but that is a fourth dimensional being, or what Eric Medhus calls a lingering spirit in the astral plane. And for whatever reason, it came through, and I don't know why, because it's complex. I mean, I
was just wondering if it was like one of the relatives, because we just lost both of our mothers like within the last year and everything like that. And, you know, I'm just wondering if that was somebody, you know, telling him to tell us, you know, don't do it because it's not your time to go or something like that.
Okay, the first thing that what my spirit team is telling me right now is this thing that bothered you is not of the fifth dimension or higher. It is not crossed over. If it did, it wouldn't have freaked you out. It wouldn't have made you change your underwear, all that kind of stuff. I don't mean to say that lightly, but when spirits cross over to the fifth dimension, they are light. They are light. So we're third dimension right now. Then when we die, we usually go right to the fifth dimension, which you call crossover. But if you have no belief system, if you're mad or something's holding you back, then you're stuck in that fourth dimension, which is the astral plane, which is where we go when we dream. and that's mm-hmm. when we get visited by people. So maybe you were you half asleep when this happened? Were you kind of drowsy? I don't know.
I was just really panicked over this because my husband's in very poor health, and they wanted to do two surgeries, one yesterday and one today, and it was the one that they were doing yesterday that the spirit told me, you know, don't do it. He's not going to make it if he does it.
Well, that's fear-laced. Right there, that's, and I'm not disputing what Jan is saying, but anything like that that is not from love and light is fear-based, and that's a fourth-dimensional thing or a ghost. I'll stand by that or whatever, but that's what I'm picking up on. So what you should probably do, and your husband should mm-hmm. probably do, is go take some Epsom salt baths. Go sage, get yourself a black hematite stone mm-hmm. to keep any negative energies away from you. And in hospitals, you're in a hospital, right? That's where that happened, right?
He's home now, but yes, that did happen in the hospital.
Yeah, hospitals are a collecting area for ghosts because people die and they don't know that they die.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? People come in from an accident, or you have old people in a hospital, and people die, and they don't know that they're dead, and they can go around, and they can spook people, and mm-hmm. it's a little, like Jan was saying earlier, it's a complex situation. Don't know why he was extending himself out like that or showing a mass graves. That sounds kind of scary to me. And when you're a crossed over entity in the fifth dimension or higher, you don't freak people out. You love people and you support mm-hmm. people. So protect yourself. Ghosts love fear. They feed on that because they don't know any better. So I'm rambling now, but I'll leave it at that. So,
okay.
Thanks for listening. I hope
Thank
that
you,
makes
Ryan.
Sense to you.
Yes, it does.
Thanks, Ryan. Sue?
Hi, Kathy. This is Sue.
Hi.
It's so nice to finally put a voice with a face.
I know, yeah, because we've talked many times on Facebook.
Yeah, we have. I was getting something a little different. I was drawing a picture of a screen, like a mesh screen.
Mm-hmm.
And what I felt, and I felt it when I read it earlier, that it was your intuition bouncing forward and connecting with what the doctor was thinking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like mm-hmm. he realized we don't need to do all of this, and it's kind of like the two spirits bang together into you to tell you if he has it, he's not going to make it. While the doctor was thinking, I'm not doing this because he doesn't need it and he's not going to make it.
Hmm. The doctor was actually pushing him to do it. He wanted to do both of them back to back, but
right.
he ended up foregoing the first one, and then he just did the second one to replace his pacemaker, and he seems to be doing pretty good, thank God.
Yeah, thank mm-hmm. God for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was a little bit of your intuition, and it just meshed right with the doctor or whatever other spirit it was that was saying he doesn't need this. And it was like a collision of spirits together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it hit you so hard and, you know, left you kind of taken aback on it.
Right.
That's what I felt. I honestly don't think it was meant to frighten you. I think it's just the way that it came across.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much power joining together that that's why
mm-hmm.
it was so frightening. Plus, you were so stressed over everything that was going on.
True, yeah. And so was he.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. You guys have given me a lot of insight. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, hon.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
You too.
You too.
Happy. Thank you.
Glad you called in.
Thanks.
All right. Well, that was excellent. So the next caller is, it looks like it's, let me see, make sure. We have so many right here. Okay, we're going to go to 253. Here we go. Nope, blew it. Hey, 864, how are you? 864?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
hello?
Here.
Oh,
hey.
Good. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Catherine. And
okay.
Sometimes I hear a ringing in my ear. And what do you want to do at that moment? I don't know if it's my angels or what it is, but I do hear a ringing in one side of my ear.
Right. And so all I was doing was just, I'm just looking, because I'm looking at the colors right now, and I think what Ryan was saying about that is very interesting. And I'm getting light blue and yellow and green for you, and I'm actually seeing a globe. It's a world globe. For some reason, that's what I'm being shown, is this globe of a world. And I'm also seeing a dolphin too. So just keep that in mind, and I'm just going to go right ahead and let Ryan take over. Ryan?
Okay. you are exactly correct. And you probably get this ringing in your ears a couple times a week, maybe a couple times a day.
Yeah.
And, and it probably lasts, 30 seconds, maybe 2 minutes?
No, it lasts a little bit longer sometimes.
Sometimes
about an hour. Yeah.
Oh, wow. When I drink a Mountain Dew, it probably lasts for 2 minutes, but, or a cup of coffee, it lasts a little longer. But no. In all seriousness, and I understood this a couple years ago after talking to a very, very good seeing medium called Raylene Nunes. I don't know if I got her name correct, but... I told Raylene that, I'm hearing this stuff in my ears that I don't understand. She goes, that's your angels and guides chirping away in your ear, giving you a message. So look up your number. So that's what that's all about. So whatever time of day it is, look it up.
It don't matter. It daytime, nighttime, sometimes
yep.
It happens more than one time a day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. They're chirping away at you. They're trying to get you to listen to them. So it sounds like you should start making a list of all the messages that they're giving you. So with that I'll pass on to Sue.
Okay. Hi Catherine, this is Sue. As soon as you started talking, I got spirit guide very, very clear.
Okay.
So when the ringing starts, pay close attention and ask. Come right out and ask, what message are you trying to give me? And then pay attention to what's coming through in your mind. A lot of times you are going to be trying to make a decision, and it might not be, like maybe in the morning you're thinking about something, and then later on in the afternoon you'll get this ringing, and it's totally related to with whatever you're trying to decide at the time, or it could be just advice. But it's definitely a spirit guide coming through. So
but I can't understand them. I can't understand what they're saying, because sometimes I will try to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't hear what's coming through.
You'll hear, it'll be in your mind. You're not going to hear like an outside voice, like my voice talking to you.
Yeah.
It's just going to be in your head. So just take a deep breath and say, okay, I know it's you. What message are you trying to give me? And just pay close attention to whatever thought pops into your mind.
Okay.
It could just be a real quick little thought, but pay close attention to it, and you're going to start getting the answers more and more. But like Ryan said, too, write down the times, and then go on and look up what that angel number means. Because
okay.
Your guides and your angels work together, And you also have to give your angels and your guides permission to help you with decisions, because they're always there. But if you don't open up and allow them in, they're just going to be in the background, like, but they can't come forward. So you have to open it up so they can come forward more.
Okay.
Okay, so just acknowledge that you hear them, ask for whatever message, and allow the messages to come through. And it might take a little bit of work, but it's really going to start coming through clearer for you.
Okay.
Okay, and that's what I got for you, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's excellent from both of you, and I want to give Lynn's reading now to you, Catherine. She says right here, please ask Catherine to make sure she has this checked out just in case it's a medical condition. You know, I'm picking up tinnitus. There's that possibility, just to make sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But also, please let her know that she does have several spirits around her, and it could very well be a spirit. But also make sure it's not physical. And then she gets the name Andrew, that she says it's coming around you, a spirit named Andrew coming around you. And she feels like it's on the father's side, uncle or brother energy. And she also gets the sign Gemini. So there you are.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So listen, feel free to call us back and let us know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so we have 253 who I tried to get in, but it's like when I try to push the thing, you know, sometimes it slips down to the other one, so I miss it. So anyway, you ready for 253?
Sure.
Sure.
All right, here we go. If I can get it, here we go. Welcome, 253, are you there?
Yes, hi.
All right, hi. Who are we talking to?
This is Becky.
Becky?
Becky, yes.
D? Or Becky,
Yes.
Not Becky,
yes.
D? Okay.
Well, it's Becky Pillar, but.
Uh-huh. All right,
yes.
Becky. Great to hear you.
My question is, I wanted to see if you guys see anything with my health. How's my health going to be this year or right now?
Well, right away I'm getting the color, the yellow. I'm getting yellow, a lot of yellow right here, and also some red. So, you know, that's just the immediate colors I'm getting, and there's the duck again. I've seen duck for you a few times. It comes up again, Becky. So, and I also see a little white dog. So with that, I'm just going to go ahead and pass you right over to Ryan.
Okay.
Hey, Becky, how you doing? This is Ryan.
Great.
Good. Do me a favor. Can I get the first initial of your last name, please?
It starts with T.
Becky P. Okay. yeah, I think your health is going to be fine. Right now I'm picking up on, and don't take this the wrong way, but I'm picking up on a lot of indigestion and heartburn in my in my third chakra right away when you started talking. Maybe you want to change your diet a little bit.
That's what I'm working on.
I'm thinking paleo, wheat belly, something more protein, or if you're not into the meats, something. Sorry, I'm coughing here because my esophagus is screwing up with this message here. Stay away from all fast foods. Burger King's, McDonald's, that's off the list. Your DNA is being upgraded to the fifth dimension, so anything wheat, corn, anything wheat-related, anything corn-related, flour, bread, pastas, cookies, all that is gone. all that is gone for you. So, yeah, just take it easy. Anything from the earth, Whole Foods.
Okay.
I have severe heartburn right now. God damn Jesus. Part of being
wow.
busy here is I think about that stuff. Yeah, so, yeah, no, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I got this. Just take it easy. Take it easy on the foods. No junk foods, nothing processed, nothing in a box. Whole foods, carrots, vegetables. Yeah, that's what I'm picking up on right now. So does that resonate with you?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, hey. So when you get a hot dog, forget about the bun. When you get a hamburger, forget about the bread.
Right.
You know, just double check yourself there. So health wise, other than that, you're gonna be good. But just realize that your DNA is upgrading to the fifth dimension, and those crappy processed foods are no longer a fit for you.
Okay.
And with that, I'll pass.
Hi, Becky. This is Sue.
Hi.
It's funny that Ryan was having issues with his esophagus, because as soon as you called in, I started getting really bad drainage down my throat. So I'm saying allergies or sinus issues. Do you have anything like that that goes on with you?
No, what I do have is I'm on a watch for Barrett's esophagus.
Okay. Because I'm getting the drainage, so.
Oh, so not that I never had allergies, or I don't have any issues or drainage right now, but I live in Washington, so we do get a lot of.
Yeah. Maybe it's an allergy thing associated with, like, the foods that he was saying to avoid. I don't know, but that's what I'm getting, the drainage down the throat and the scratchy, tickly feeling. So that's what I picked up.
Okay.
And I'll turn you over to Jan for Lynn's reading.
Oh. So, Becky, Lynn has a little bit here, and let's see here. We get right to that. It says there is an allergy concern somewhere that may be causing fatigue. Wheat, like gut issues, family stress somewhere also causing a bit of yucky tummy. Don't let negative people pass the boundaries and extend those boundaries further. But learn to make people stop if they are pushing your buttons. And Tedford is the name coming through. Tedford, T-E-D-F-O-R-D, F-O-R-D, yes. And think it's a place, maybe not a person, that she's
okay.
getting. So there you are. And
thank you so much.
I hope. Yeah, definitely. I'm so glad you called
Happy
in, and please
though.
Call back.
Okay, thank
huh?
you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay.
So Lynn says that we should probably wrap it up, and we've gone over the hour, but we do have a few more.
Yeah,
I
got to sign off here. Becky's got some severe heartburn going on, and that was bad. I could feel it right away, but that's up to her to change her diet, whatever. But hey, guys, I love you, but I have to sign off now. Kiddos, I have to put them to bed and whatnot. So, hey, thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity, and maybe we can do this again next Friday. I don't know. You let me know.
Thank
we
you
will
so
love
much
to have you on.
With us, Ryan.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you, Ryan. We love you, too. We love you, too, and thank you. We will love to always have you on anytime that we can. So, all right. Thank you for
being with us. Oh, you're quite welcome, ladies. Have a good night. Love
says,
you.
Johan.
Lynn gives you a big heart and says thank you.
I see that. Good job. All right. Awesome. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you guys later. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. And Sue, we have a couple more. If you do, you want to keep going, or I'm trying to see what we do have here. We have 630-917 and 503. So we have three more. Do we want to sign off or continue, or just do one more?
We can do one more and see how it goes.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Let's go to 630 is next, and here we go.
Okay.
Hi, thanks
Welcome,
for taking
630.
My call.
Hi. Oh, definitely.
Thanks so much for taking my call. It's good. It's my birthday,
yes.
So I appreciate that.
Happy birthday. What's your name?
Thank you. Lisa?
Okay. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. So, I don't know, I kind of just had a question, so I thought if I could ask that.
Certainly.
Definitely.
Okay, so my question is, my parents died about a year and a half ago, and their estate still isn't settled, and there's been a lot of court legal stuff. I just wondered if, you know, you see it settling, you know, like it can't till like there's a lot of hearings in December, but do you see it settling early next year? And if so, I want to move. Do you see that happening? Like I really am dreaming about a bigger place and stuff.
I see a heart inside of trees. I get a lot of trees in general, and I see a heart inside of it. And I also see
a type of tree.
Well, it means that trees to me mean that they sort of stand, you know, they're stable.
Oh.
And
okay.
they stand there forever and ages. And I'm still seeing this heart inside of the tree, of the limbs, of the leaves. There's a big heart there. So I feel like there's a good heart about this whole thing, and I didn't get what your question was. I don't even remember it now. And
so it's,
that's okay.
Well, that,
I,
you know,
I'm gonna,
is it gonna end this? You know, it's not really. It's pretty sad. A lot of lawsuits. Nothing having to do with me. I'm the only one that didn't file anything. And so basically there's a lot of hearings this December, and then I'm hoping, this has been going on for a year and a half, I'm hoping that it ends next year. You know, it's also a lot of money, and I'm hoping that the bank pays me out, you know, and they can't do it till it's
okay.
over. So that's what I want, and then when that happens, I can move, and I'm wondering if you see my new place as being, it's like a dream for me. I'm just like dreaming about it. I don't know, like, I'm hoping it's going to happen. I really want to buy a bigger place and certain things I've never been able to have. I mean, you know, I'm not materialistic, but, you know, just want a bigger place and things.
Well, the animals I keep seeing are these birds, and I'm seeing an owl. Owl is one of them, and pelican is another one. And so you've got the bird energy around you, and owl, of course, is the one that looks and sees and is able to decipher any kind of anything that's going on that may not be cool. You know, I forget what that word is, but they're able to see clearly. And so
like
that's
justice,
probably what you're getting.
Justice?
Yes, and mm-hmm. they can see the naked, the other stuff, you know, the not so good stuff. They can
mm-hmm.
read between the lines of all of everything. They're very... They see it
Why?
All, you know what I mean? And so that's, I feel like that's a part of the position you're in right now. And, but with the heart in the tree, I feel like that message is saying, keep a good heart about it all. Stay positive. Keep a good heart. You know what I mean? Don't lose faith. Don't lose your, you know, don't be too discouraged. I think things are going to come around, and, that's mostly the message that I'm getting right now is don't lose faith and don't lose heart about it. And but keep your eyes open too, so that, you know, for the for the stuff that maybe that may be happening, you know, the whatever the
litigation. I could, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so I'm just going to go ahead and pass it on over because we're about to run out of time to Sue, and
okay.
Lynn will have more for you, too.
Okay, thank you so much.
And you're welcome.
Hi, Lisa, it's Sue.
Hi.
I feel like it's going to be drawn out. It's going to be, you know, back and forth battle, like you were saying, with the courts. It might take a little bit longer than what you're hoping for, but it is going to settle.
So you mean like maybe not the spring, but it could be summer or something?
I would say I'm seeing flowers, so I'm going to say possibly springtime.
Yeah. It's very unpleasant, so I'm trying to kind of just it's not like, it's just, you know, getting papers all the time. I mean, I can't let it affect me anymore because you could literally, like, die from things like this. I'm not going to let it get to me anymore, so I don't pay attention. But it's still, it's just sad, you know. It's just
it is.
Tragic.
Are you wanting to move far away from where you're at?
You know, it's back to the suburbs where I grew up. And I feel like that's the right choice for me. The area I'm in, it's just getting real expensive and also, like, very congested, like a city. I need it to be more suburban.
Okay.
So, you know, with good taxes and stuff. So I'm thinking it's a very good choice. I'm feeling better about it every day. So I don't know. I'm just hoping, you know, because I think I can get a bigger property and things like that, too.
Yeah, I think it's all going to work out. It's going to take a little bit longer than what you had hoped for, but it's going to work.
And do you see, like, I'm not sure, because I don't want to, like, live above my means. I'm a little worried about that because I want to retire completely. Do you see me being able to? I mean, I might have to, like, you know, buy a, you know, I can't, like, live extravagantly if I did now. And I'm kind of scared I might not be able to because things like Obamacare and stuff is really expensive and, you know, I'm not of age to get Medicare.
I'm hearing dream, but not too big.
So mm-hmm.
Stay within your means. Stay, you know, get what you're looking for, the bigger home and stuff, but just don't go extravagant.
Do you think I'll be able to retire or will I still have to work part-time?
You're going to have to work for a little bit, I think.
You know, like, I think I can a year or two, but after that I'll be really disappointed if I have to continue on working for a few years.
I don't think it'll be that long, but I think you're still going to have to work for a little bit, but you'll still be able to retire with plenty of time.
Okay. And then I wanted to, like, spend winters, like, maybe in Arizona or something. So I guess I should just keep on planning and dreaming, but just do it on a small scale. Like, if you go away, go to a cheap Airbnb for a month, you know? I'm not going to be able to live it up, like, fancy or anything.
Or buy a smaller house so that you have more money. Maybe that's why I was getting, like, west.
Yeah.
So with you saying Arizona, maybe that's why I got west.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what you mean, buy a smaller place, because that's what I keep on thinking, so I won't be settled down, because, you know, on one income, you know, with just one person living, you know, you just could end up with really big bills, you know, I mean, I had things, repairs, and things happen, and, you know, a house or something is crazy, so I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
Yeah,
small
okay,
but
well, I really appreciate it.
Small but comfortable.
Okay. Yeah,
and then
I
you'll
like
be able
cozy
to
place.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, because I want to travel a lot, you know, and I want to get another cat. My cat died. She was 90, so I'm just going to want to travel and then, you know, maybe in a couple of years get a cat, but first travel a bit when you're not working.
Yeah, that's what I would do, too.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
well,
that's what I've got for you, and I think Lynn might have something, too. Jan?
Yes. So, yeah, Lisa, Lynn says here that path going into the woods is image coming through. We can't see very, very far down the path, but there is light shining ahead. Going into the woods makes you want to panic, but you can't. Fear will only make you weak. I agree. Don't lose heart. keep walking even though you are going on faith. Faith is believing in that which we cannot see. It's going to be okay, but just trust. So there you go. That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It's true. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not going to, you know, make me debt-ridden, but it's just like you wonder, like, how people turn out like that so bad. Like, I don't know how my sisters turned out like they did. So very interesting how people in a family can all turn out different, you know. They're both very money hungry. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Definitely.
Like, how does that happen? You know what I mean? How does it happen that people turn out so different?
Well,
it's just very sad.
There's different choices.
Yeah.
Different choice. People make different choices, and
that
people have different.
Yeah,
and they have different emotional balance, or different. You know,
it's bad
different
karma.
Kids are treated differently.
Well, also it's bad karma.
It.
Though, was their choices? You know, they weren't. There
yeah.
was no reason. It's like they chose these very destructive paths. And, you know, the karma is just going to come back, you know. I believe in karma.
Right.
Do you,
okay.
do you people both, do you all three of you believe in karma?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do.
I mean,
I do in some ways. I believe that we can get beyond karma, too. But basically what we sow, what we reap is what we sow, or what we sow is what we reap. And
yeah.
so that's basically, but I don't want to think of karma as a negative thing either, because you can have good things happen to you too. And so it
yeah.
goes the other way. You know what I mean? It all can
oh,
work
yeah.
both ways.
And,
so,
yeah, and some people think people get it in a different life. I don't think so. I think it's all metaphysical, like Zen, Buddhism. I've just been lately especially studying all that stuff, and I
mm-hmm.
just, like, totally believe in it, because I experienced it my whole life. I always believed in karma, and it's good and it's bad, but it is what you reap what you sow, you reap what you sow, or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that what it
yeah.
is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I'm gonna stay on if you're talking to other people. I don't want to keep your time, but thanks for making my birthday nice.
Happy
All
birthday.
Right. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
Please be welcome to call back again, too. And let me just
okay.
see what. Oh. Oh, and Lynn says happy birthday, too.
Okay, thank you.
So, Sue, do you want to do one more?
why don't we just ahead and wrap it up, Jan?
Okay, that sounds good. Because we've had a pretty long night, and I just want to say thank you to 917, 956, and 503. And I'm sorry we didn't get to you, but please call back next week. And if you call a little bit earlier, we can get to you. We will get to you. Sorry you had to wait, but thank you for waiting also. And just want to say hi to Lori. We see that Lori's here. Lori Connell, and she's just in the queue. And so anyway, I think we will just say goodbye, everybody. Thank you for calling in, and thank you, Sue, for excellent readings, and Ryan for excellent readings, and Lynn for excellent readings once again. And thank you, everybody. Tune in next week. We'll love to hear from you, and We send a heart to all of you. And anything else you want to say, Sue? And there it goes.
There it goes. Just thank you all so very much for listening.
Thank you.